Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
As Sweet Baby James bringing this back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out, folks. This book is not, this is not another customer service book. Folks, this book will explain to you why things are happening that you don't understand right now. That's got you frustrated. It'll explain why that's happening. And you can read a lot about the book there at the website, ageofthecustomer.com. We're talking with Jane Hyung. She is the co-author, along with Audrey Lee, of Flex, the new playbook for managing across differences. Jane, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell the audience where we can find you and your book, please.
Sure, great. Thanks for having me again, Jim. And you can go to my website at www.hyunassociates.com. You can also go to the book website itself, which is www.flexthebook.com.
Flexthebook.com, so check that out, folks. In the book, Jane, you talk about the power gap. And, folks, we're talking about you being able to make adjustments as you move back and forth between different all the different people that you can have working for you, all the their backgrounds, their expectations, the etc., all the different things, whether it be racial or cultural or gender or generational. We're talking about how you as a manager deal with all that. Are you capable of it? But I want you to talk to us about the power gap, Jane.
Yeah, sure. Well, the power gap is a really core a term that we need to understand as we think about flexing. And the power gap is basically defined as, you know, the distance, the social distance that separates individuals from those in positions of authority.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the manager, you either have a high power gap or low power gap with your employees, and if you're the employee, you either have a big power gap.
So in the old days,
in the old days,
one of the ways we define this would be the open door policy.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. So there's that piece of it. That's right. That's
or
right.
If, you, or if you were policy. More likely to walk around and talk with your employees or not, that would be a way of establishing the power gap.
That's right. So, right. Actually, we're talking about power gap also from the perspective of if you have a greater power gap, you may actually want more of a distance between you and your employees,
mm-hmm.
and so
yep.
you may not want that open door policy.
That's what I mean. The power gap could be narrow or it could be wide. Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And if you, like you say, if you practice the open door policy, you may want less of a distance, and so you want to.
Well, and as you're
very, very comfortable with someone walking in the office unannounced, right?
And as you grow your business and you add layers of management, you may actually have a natural power gap that your power gap may be widening, and you may actually be a little uncomfortable with that. If you're the kind of person who, right, Jane? If you're the kind of person who likes to stay in touch with your people. Once you get the bigger your company gets, the harder it's going to be to get to do that.
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, the more people you have in between you, right, doing different
right,
things, and you're delegating,
right.
you have less contact.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the what you call the fluent leader.
Yeah. Well, the fluent leader, we think, is someone who investigates without bias the differences between him or herself and those of her team members in the organization. So it's someone who does not require others to say, well, you know, now you're in this company and you work for me, so you need to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that you can't adopt to a certain value in the organization, but it's kind of saying that, yeah, you can be a part of this organization as long as you do a good job and bring results in your own style, right?
Mm-hmm.
And use your uniqueness and difference, whether that's a cultural difference or, you know, as we talked about, the generational difference or something that you bring that that really can help our organization succeed.
But the license you're giving these people, the rope that you're giving them to build this their own style, as you say, is not the same thing as allowing them to become a free agent or a loose cannon or you know, something like that. There are parameters the company requires you to conform to, right?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm not talking about kind of doing your own thing and kind of being a rogue, right?
Right, right.
For sure. What I mean by fluent leader is just maybe I'll give an example. So if you are a fluent leader, you might have, you know, six people that report to you who are very, very different, right? And so you might have someone who, going back to the power gap, maybe has a high power gap. And so maybe doesn't speak up as much in meetings, maybe...
Right.
Is a little more reserved, right?
Mm-hmm.
And may need to think in her head first before speaking up and that kind of thing. And a fluent leader understands how to get the best out of that person, right? Doesn't expect that person
right.
to kind of take over something, but really knows how to use those private one-on-one conversations to get status, and then encouraging that person to contribute when he or she's ready.
Don't successful managers today in your flex environment you're talking about, isn't the way to be successful would be to know the things that you feel strongly about that you believe are essential to the company success and making people conform to that while loosening up on things that may not matter that might allow other people to be more expressive in the way that they when they come to work. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's both, isn't it? So,
mm-hmm.
so in order for you to be successful as a company owner, right, or a business leader, you need
right.
to certainly have a certain set of values and principles that you want to build the organization on.
Right.
And so it's making that strong and
mm-hmm.
clarifying that and communicating that to your team, but saying, hey, you know, you guys are all individuals, right? You have
right.
different personalities, different styles, different strengths you bring, maybe different
right.
companies you work for that you can teach us
yeah.
from. And allowing them to express those values.
I got to wrap it up. The book is called Flex. FlexTheBook.com is the website wherever books are sold. Hey, Jane, come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.